Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, April 15th in the year 1820, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published the account of a matter involving Mr. Cheeseman Moe, a member of the House of Assembly, and the Governor, Lord Combermere, as discussed in a regular meeting of the House of Assembly. Prior to his rise to the House, Mr. Moe was a member of the magistracy at the level of Justice of the Peace. This body fell under the direct administration of His Excellency the Governor, who had the absolute right to appoint and rescind appointments. However, Mr. Moore disputed the claims made by the governor, which led to his dismissal from the magistracy. Mr. Moore contended that he was not guilty of the accusations and also registered his great disappointment with the measures taken against him, but was even more disturbed by the manner in which the matter was handled. In a letter of dismissal which Mr. Moore shared with the House, Lord Combermere laid out the substance of his case against Moore and stated, quote, "It has been represented to me that at the last Court of Grand Sessions held in Bridgetown, when the bill against Michael Ryan was returned by the grand jury, there were the most indecent and disgraceful shouts and hoozes of the populace in the court, and that you, sitting on the bench as a magistrate, instead of assisting the Chief Justice in restoring order and decorum, endeavored to promote the disturbance by declaring that the people had a right so to conduct themselves. That you immediately thereafter quitted your seat and joining the mob in the yard, accompanied Ryan in an exulting manner through the streets of Bridgetown to a hotel, that you have likewise attended public meetings of the people and have made use of language tending, in my opinion, to excite insurrection and rebellion. This conduct, or indeed any part of it, is such a gross violation of your duty as a justice of the peace that I should ill deserve the situation of chief magistrate if I were to suffer it to pass unnoticed," end quote. However, in the face of this action, Mr. Moore maintained his innocence, positing that as a result, his reputation had been sullied. He further argued that the governor, not being present on the day in question, took unilateral action against him solely based on the representation of a third party or parties, and adding insult to injury, did so without any representation from him. He was incensed about not being given any hearing which was within the operational jurisdiction of the magistracy. Therefore, on this day, April 15th, 1820, as published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, the Honorable Cheeseman Moe sought redress in the House to initiate an investigation regarding his unceremonious dismissal from the position of Justice of the Peace. In a majority vote, his request was denied and rendered irrelevant, since the matter had occurred prior to him taking office in the House of Assembly.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.